Bro, you know what I gotta do?
What's that?
I gotta get rid of this fucking weight, bro.
This shit is irritating. Good luck with that. You let it come back and it's there now, buddy.
I did let it come back. Now I gotta get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's three reasons that let me know that I need to get rid of this goddamn weight.
What's the three reasons?
All right, so the first one is, nigga, I feel I can't fucking tie my shoe straight. So I have to tie my shoe to the side. So
you gotta take a deep breath to tie your shoe.
I gotta sit down.
That's
hilarious. Tie my shoe. But I don't never tie the motherfucker in the front. It be tied on the side.
That's hilarious.
I agree. That's fucked up.
That is hilarious.
No, but the second thing was, I don't got a hang down stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But I find myself sitting with my legs open to make room for my stomach to be in the middle.
Because you got a little fupa.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't a hang down. I ain't never had a hang down. But that's crazy. And the third thing is, I think it get in the way when I be fucking. Like, I don't.
Okay, hold on. How do you say you think, nigga? How do you not know if it gets in the way?
Well, true. Very true. Like, I definitely get in the way when I be fucking, because I feel like it just be in the way. I don't feel comfortable with it. It feel like a third unwanted person. You ever had a...
So you having a threesome with yourself is what you're saying.
And it's not a good one.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's not a good threesome. That is fucking comedy right there.
It's a threesome that might end up in a fight because the bitch doing something. It's just not a good one. It feel like a nigga that's touching you when he ain't supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't like it, bro.
And a funny side note is, I wouldn't know if I'm fat from at least two of your three reasons.
What you mean?
Because I don't tie shoes. Like, I don't have any shoes that I need to tie. Like, I wear flip flops all the time. Or the shoes that I do wear, they're pre-tied. Like, I literally just slide
pre-tied
my
pre-tied is crazy.
How is it? You know, you used to do it when you was in school.
How old are you?
Old as fuck. If it worked when I was younger, I'm going to keep doing it.
Bro, I also don't care about the way your shoes look. So I don't want to step on the back of my shoes.
My shoes be pretty dope, though.
Now, I'm talking about you don't care if you mess them up, though.
I mean,
how
are you going to mess them up? Like,
you're going to step on the back.
No, you're not.
How you put on shoes?
Grab the tongue, grab the back, put your foot in.
Yeah, you got to step on the back of it to do that.
No, you do not, sir. Your foot goes in and you slide it on.
So your shoes be too big?
No. They're not small, though. They're definitely not tight.
I don't understand the logistics.
Are you serious?
Uh-uh. But what's
so you got to step on the back of your shoe?
No, I'm not. So I step in and I tie my
shoes. That's the point of being untied.
Right.
Yeah.
But what's the second reason?
I don't be fucking.
Well, touche. Well, scratch the third reason for me, too.
Yeah, hey, dude.
I don't be fucking either. She gonna hear that. And I don't be fucking.
And I don't be fucking. Yeah. Because you won't be on this show.
I remember I used to be fucking, though.
Yeah, man. That was some good old days right there.
It was some good days.
It good was, old fucking days.
I remember fuck. I remember sex.
Back in the day.
I feel like I'm telling a young nigga story. I remember when I used to be fucking young boy.
I used to be fucking good boy.
About what shit. In my 20s, young blood, I'll tear a bitch up. Young blood, now all I can do is.
Was your 20s better or your 30s?
My 30s was better for me.
I think my 30s was better fucking wise.
I heard Shannon say this, and it was funny as fuck. He said, my mind tell me I'm more than enough man for one woman, but my body let me know I definitely ain't good enough for two.
Really? That's hilarious.
That's fucking hilarious. But you know, you go to the right club, you can get your two. And disappoint them, long as you pay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, anything's a possibility with money.
Yeah. How much you think a threesome costs in a strip club?
In a strip club?
Uh-huh.
It's marked up like everything else. Like, you know how balls will be high as fuck? Yeah. If you catch a threesome outside the club, it's definitely probably about 300. You in the club, bro, you gonna spend about eight.
God damn. Yeah, 300 outside the... So if I catch a random bitch at Kroger...
I don't know about random... You might get a free from the random bitch at Kroger because she's looking for a discount, so you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, that's what I think.
They be discounting threesomes?
No, she's looking for a discount in food, so she understands the discount and the value of a dollar.
Nah, if she in the grocery store, she looking for some money, though. Grocery's high as a motherfucker.
They all high as shit.
Grocery's high as a motherfucker.
And it's holiday time. Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Whatever the fuck that means to you.
Whichever one you celebrate.
What? It's only one Thanksgiving, though. What are we talking about?
No, but you may not celebrate it.
Who? Why in the fuck would you not celebrate Thanksgiving?
Nigga, everybody don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
It's not even a spiritual content next to it. It's just being thankful, nigga. Like, how in the hell
but it's still,
are you not thankful?
It's before the slaughter of indigenous people, you insensitive motherfucker.
They kill niggas every day, B. What are we talking about? Niggas die every day, B.
And niggas don't eat because of that.
Damn, people definitely don't eat.
A lot of food is surrounding death.
It is. So you lie.
I did. Like you lie. But back to these hoes and threesomes. So what they discount? You think they sell them like at Target? Or no?
To my women?
Yeah,
anywhere there are women, there's pussy being sold.
Oh,
yeah, anywhere.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, even in church, nope. Pussy being sold.
I could believe in church because you know, bitches that go to church with no panties on and sit in the front so the preacher can see that little monkey.
Yeah, I have heard of that. Never seen it, but I've never been a preacher either. So there's one thing
I've seen it.
You ain't never on no pulpit.
I wasn't the preacher, though.
I about to say, for one, you ain't even tall enough to see over the pulpit. So you definitely wouldn't fucking see a pussy.
That's why I could see it, because I was sitting down low. You think they putting on no panties and wearing long dresses, nigga? They putting on no panties and short skirts so that little monkey can breathe and pop out every now and then.
So you actually seen a wild pussy in church? Just a free pussy?
Yeah. I don't know if it was free, but it was definitely wild.
Wow.
It was definitely wild. And it's a lot of wild pussy out here.
A whole lot.
Yeah, bitches don't wear panties no more.
I mean, but why would you?
Exactly. Especially when they always with their homegirls.
Huh?
Yeah, bitch.
What that mean, bro? What you talking about?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, you heard nigga. What we talking about here?
Nigga, you think bitches walk around with no panties on just for men?
See. No. Since y'all.
Bro, it's definitely more down low women than it is down low men. They just don't call it down low. They call themselves straight.
But are they really down low? Because they be saying the shit they be doing. They just act like ain't nothing wrong with it.
So it's down low. If you don't want nobody to know, it's down low, right?
No, I said they say it. They talk about it.
They don't necessarily say it. It's a whole lot of bitches you think is straight that's gay as a motherfucker.
All women are gay. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, so let's talk about it. Hit the button. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Masculine. I'm your host, Grizzy. We got that boy Waymo on the other side. What's good with it, my nigga?
What it does, brother?
Hey, boy.
Huh?
I don't know if we had a better intro than that
one. Yeah. Because what makes it the best?
I don't think you had no better intro than that one, boy. I bet you everybody in the South.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to say everybody in the world, but everybody in the South know exactly what the fuck song that is.
Yeah, as soon as you hear that right there. That's
so hard. That's the hardest shit, boy. That's the hardest shit.
Out of all the shits,
that's the hardest.
Damn.
That's constipated shit right there.
Ooh.
Constipated. Constipated baby shit.
Non-hydration.
None.
Tough to get out.
Green.
Gotcha.
Hard. Yeah.
All constipation shit ain't green. What we doing?
I know, but that one green and hard.
Okay. Yeah. Money.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It probably did make somebody some money. Probably not Tila, but somebody.
Definitely not Tila, because where the fuck is he now?
He probably like, he got probably got a record label or something.
Yeah, is he still alive? Label.
Great question. Yeah. I ain't went to look for him. Only song I look for is that one.
That's real.
I only pull up one. That's a legit one hit wonder for me.
And the sad part is a bunch of people probably got to put in the holes in the club part to pull up who song it is. They don't know
it's Tila.
Yeah, not a lot.
Absolutely. Or you put in 8 Ball MJG.
Yeah. But holes, take you a minute to go get
but
that.
But then you got
to
put in 8 Ball MJG, holes in the club.
Yep.
So you still got to add that part.
Still got to add it.
Yeah.
Because they got a lot of music.
They do. Got shitty toward the end, though.
Really?
But speaking of that, they're going to be in town.
You going to go support?
I want to.
You should.
I definitely want to because, you know, I never made it to 559.
I don't think you missed nothing.
It's 559 reunion. That's why they in town.
Oh, okay.
And they gonna be at the bank.
I don't think you missed nothing though.
Ah, at the vault. What the fuck? It's something.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, the bank. I got
it,
you.
It used to be
the bounce.
The bounce.
The motherfucking bounce.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ass titties in the bounce. A
lot of naked bitches in the bounce.
Bruh.
Before we get into that, how you feeling on the mental health side of the game today, my nigga?
Five.
Back down?
Yeah, I ain't even gonna fake it right now. This goddamn sign is whooping my ass.
Damn.
My season over with. It's like, man, fuck all this shit.
But it's flat. Five is cool. It ain't four.
Yeah, touche. So
it's even.
But
you ain't too up, you ain't too down. Flat is
truth, my bro. Don't nobody even give no fuck. Man. But my nigga, how are you doing on the mental health side?
Nigga, it's been a long couple of weeks, bro. If I'm being all the way honest, I'm probably at a 6.
Okay.
6.3. Yeah, 6.3.
Okay.
It's been productive at work, but it's been a lot of shit, bro. It's been a lot of shit going. So it's been mentally draining.
A lot of shit you can talk about or not really?
Nah, not for real.
Gotcha. But we not just know real. It's a whole compound of shit.
It's
just
a whole compound of shit. But it's the holidays, so a nigga's thankful to be here for the to be home for the holidays. Nigga, I ain't out of town.
That is true.
I'm here.
Because last year this time, you had to travel, didn't you?
I was in Missouri. Yep.
Yeah.
I was in Missouri. I had to drive down.
Yeah.
And then I had to drive back up the day after.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
It was, thankful to have you back, though, bro.
Man, I appreciate somebody being thankful.
Yeah.
My baby like it.
Oh, she love it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, oh, my God, nigga. She talks so much now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She getting to the...
It ain't going to slow down. Yeah, you already know it. You done been through it.
Yeah.
It ain't slowing down.
But I love it, though. I love it. But, yeah.
The bounce of prime time in its prime, east side or west side.
What we trying to do?
See some ass and titties. It ain't talking about
to see ass. You definitely can't beat the bounce.
I mean, but prime was bro.
Now prime time. We more likely to take something out of prime time.
You was likely to take something out the bounce.
I ain't never take nothing out the bounce.
You was younger though, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I ain't never I saw a lot of ass and titties in the bounce. I ain't never taken nothing out of the bounce.
Yeah.
I took some shit up out of prime time.
Yeah. A lot of shit followed you out that motherfucker.
Yeah. Took some shit down.
The dog time. And the fleas, huh?
No. I ain't never going with no fleas. Fuck you talking about.
Oh, the fleas came.
Oh, no.
I ain't
they getting
was
no
there
fleas.
With you.
Mm-mm. Nope. Not gonna take that. But as far as the club experience though, bro, it was just something about the bounce. The bounce felt magical.
Yeah, I agree.
The bounce felt... Now, primetime was fun in its heyday.
It was definitely cool when that ratio was stupid. When we walked in that bitch, it was 10-1. It was like, oh, you gonna win.
Yeah, primetime was fun, but the bounce felt different.
I agree.
Bounce felt... I don't know, man. It's just something about the west side.
The bounce felt like a Freaknik encapsulated into a building.
It did. And it felt like that every week.
Every fucking time.
Every week.
It was a beautiful fucking feeling.
And even in the parking lot, you didn't even have to go in the bounce. You could just sit. That's literally the definition of parking lot pimping.
Yeah, I agree.
The bounce. You know what the bounce parking lot felt like? Magic City.
Magic City parking lot one that.
No, I'm talking about inside. The bounce parking lot felt like Magic City to me.
There weren't that many titties out there, though. What we doing?
Shit.
Outside? Inside, I seen titties. I seen a bunch of titties outside. Oh, okay.
I seen a bitch. They had a lingerie contest at the bounce, and that bitch just tried to come in a see-through robe.
I like it.
Yeah. They told her no.
You ain't going to say Blue Flame? See, Blue Flame right behind the bounce. You ain't going to say it's like...
Man, the Blue Flame parking lot wasn't over.
No, not the parking lot, but I'm saying the parking lot was like...
I never really liked the Blue Flame.
Really? The Flame was chill as fuck.
It was chill. I'm trying to be turnt.
No, you was never trying to be... Oh, what are we doing here? Oh, look at this nigga out here telling lies.
I wanted to be turnt.
What the fuck you...
I had no money to be turnt, but I wanted to be...
Bro, you ain't never want to be turnt. You want to walk your little short ass in the thank you look fly.
Of course.
Yeah. That's all you want.
Always look fresh. But the surrounding... I ain't had no money, bro. So, all my money went to the outfit I probably had on.
I mean, but to be truthful, we didn't really need money when we was 18 to 20 because we wasn't drinking.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going to go in there and buy wings, nigga. We ate before we came to this bitch.
Or paying for no pussy.
Nope. Not that young.
Mm-mm. Never paid for no pussy.
Not that young.
I still ain't hit the age where I got to pay for no pussy.
I don't think it's an age, bro. It's a mindset.
It's a mindset?
Yeah.
I'm at the mindset.
I know younger niggas that paid for pussy, and I thought it was just some tricking shit, but now they just understood it a lot.
You know who changed my perspective on that?
Who was that?
Future.
Really?
Future changed my perspective on it.
A rapper.
Yep, because I don't think it's tricking when I, because I heard a bitch call Future a trick.
You got this player nigga right here beside you, and you going to say Future?
Nah, you ain't know. What player nigga beside me? Future over here?
Whoa!
Nah, but I'm listening, you know, because I always considered it tricking, too. I was like, nah, nigga, that's tricking. But when I thought about it, right, I think it was just an epiphany. It all hit me at one time.
Mm-hmm.
If you got the money to do what you want to do anyway, bitches is just entertainment, too.
Yeah, no, that's fact.
So if I pay for a concert, why won't I pay a bitch for a threesome?
Touche.
If I'm willing
to pay, that's what you enjoy.
If I'm willing to pay $15,000 to go to a concert or buy a bracelet.
That number is nuts.
Yeah, Beyonce.
What?
Beyonce charged them kind of numbers.
Shut the fuck up.
You can Beyonce, and that'll be one ticket.
You full of shit, bro.
Look, I'm telling you.
That's nuts.
Beyonce.
For one night of one experience.
Nigga, Beyonce brings them out.
So she give head after?
Maybe to Jay-Z.
No. To me, if I buy the ticket, does Beyonce suck my dick?
You could probably get a girl that named Beyonce.
No.
You talking about Beyonce knows Carter?
Yes.
Probably not.
That's tough. I'm not paying that.
I mean, if you got it though, why not?
I mean, at least the girls pay $1,000 to get the feel of Chris Brown dick. So what are we doing?
I mean, pussy costs more than dick, I guess.
Whoa, that's a hot take.
You think? I don't think that's a hot take,
bro.
I think niggas give dick away way more easy than pussy.
So that's why they devalue the dick. That's absolutely, we down here devaluing the dick.
Dick is devalued like a motherfucker.
So it's not that it's not as valuable, but we just don't put the value on it.
So it's devalued.
I can go with that. I'm going back with you. Okay, I got you.
If a girl offered you some pussy that you wanted to fuck, you'll fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If a girl that I wanted to fuck offered me some pussy, she probably ain't gonna let me fuck because she don't want to fuck me.
Mm.
So it's different.
Gotcha.
Pussy's. Now, I ain't gonna say all pussy got that kind of power, but bitches, you like pussy do.
Because
it's based on the person.
But you know, the dick they want. They'll pay for the dick they want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Chris Brown is living proof of that. They were going to pay for the dick they want.
Absolutely, bitches will pay for dick.
Yeah.
I know niggas that get paid for dick.
So then dick ain't devalued in something?
Not every woman don't pay for dick.
Yeah, every woman would.
No, every woman wouldn't.
Every woman would pay for the dick that they want. They settle for the dick they get.
More niggas going to pay for pussy because there's more pussy to be gotten.
Nah.
Shit.
Niggas pay for pussy because they don't want to spend the time it takes to get the pussy.
Right, but it's still more women, so it's more pussy to be gotten.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, how many, like, a nigga will pay for four bitches' pussies. A bitch gonna only pay for one nigga dick that she like.
So, do women pay for pussy too?
Great question. You know who don't pay for pussy?
Friends.
The girl's friends. Absolutely. Every nigga girlfriend is in a relationship with her homegirl. And you can think it's a joke if you want to. If your girl ever been to a girl's sleepover in lingerie, she done ate some pussy.
What?
And I'm gonna say it just like that.
You said this before.
Absolutely.
Why are you so adamant about this? This cannot be a fact.
It's gotta be.
Just a girl wanna be around each other half naked doesn't mean they wanna taste each other.
Would you be around dudes half naked?
Hell no, bitch, I don't wanna see your goddamn balls.
Exactly. We've been in a room with women and not seen each other naked.
Yeah. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? That's facts. A woman be in a room full of other women, half naked, and you think.
But they not thinking that way. That's what they're going to say.
Of course they're going to say it because they down low. They ain't going to tell you.
I can't be down low.
I legit had a conversation with a girl who said she was straight after she admitted she eat pussy.
Women can't be down low, bro.
What you call it?
They're either gay or they were bi-curious.
They won't take gay.
They were bi-curious?
They won't take gay.
No, there are some girls that are just gay.
I'm saying, no. But if she considers herself straight,
mm-hmm.
she won't accept the gay label, even if she eats pussy.
She was just bi-curious.
And that's gay. could a dude be bi-curious?
Nah, he gay as fuck.
Can a nigga say, I fucked that one guy that one time because I was curious?
That's crazy words. Even you just saying a hypothetical is nasty.
I heard heard a girl say she liked to see dude on dude porn. I was like, you're disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, you're a horrible human
you're
being.
You're disgusting. Like, anyone, like, how is that a turn on?
That's fucking weird.
That's nasty.
She's a weirdo.
She is. I agree. She's definitely a weirdo.
But yeah, no. I told you I agree with they want to be equal. Equal here. Like, if you didn't touch the goddamn pussy with your tongue, you gay.
Or if you finger the pussy. That counts.
That's gay too.
Yeah.
Because if I was like, yeah, bro, I got a hand job from dude, you can be like, you're a fucking faggot, bro.
Yeah, ooh,
I'm, can I'm, you say the F word?
It's out there now. But I'm not gonna take that away from it. Like, if any homosexual act is gay, whether it's done by a woman, a man, a non-binary, a trans, whatever.
So does it stick though?
Absolutely
it sticks. Every time it sticks. Even if it's one time.
As long as
what if she was playing around wrestling with a girl and then she made a mistake and grabbed the pussy and went in between the panties and she touched the pussy, she was like, oh, that's a pussy.
How'd she do that?
Huh? They were wrestling. They were playing.
That sounds like that Shannon and I went live by accident.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that sounds like a whole lot of stuff to do some shit that you weren't trying to do by on purpose.
If you stop, as soon as you start, does that make you gay?
Yes.
So she go down and just lick the tip. I'm like, ugh, no, that ain't me. We're not talking about guys. Guys are gay. All guys are gay. All guys are gay.
It's just gay.
Yeah.
But it's one time.
If you look at a nigga too long, you're gay.
Damn.
Yeah.
You can't say a nigga handsome?
I definitely won't say a dude handsome, but I'm not going to call a nigga
gay. What
you
going to say? That nigga get hoes? Same shit.
No, I won't say that either.
You ain't never told a nigga he look good?
No.
That's crazy.
I don't even think I told y'all niggas y'all look good. So what we doing?
I don't think so either.
Exactly. Like, yeah, it's not a thing that
matter of fact,
to do.
You call me ugly all the time.
I mean, because it stands true. I don't know what to tell you.
I think our four female listeners wouldn't agree.
But we should be ugly to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be like.
Yeah, I don't.
But I'm not going to call a man gay for calling another nigga handsome. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're just more confident than me and whatever the fuck going on.
I can say a nigga handsome, and that don't bother me.
That's cool, bro. I ain't saying shit about you.
Yeah.
But when we get the physical stuff.
Now, what I say, I suck that nigga dick? Nah, that's crazy.
Whoa.
That's far.
Whoa. That ain't even. See, I was drawing the line at touching you. If you say that, you're definitely still gay.
But what if you say you're not gay, you just like the way dick tastes?
What?
That's not gay.
What are we doing, bro? How do you know how it tastes unless you have it in your mouth?
I mean, he just wanted. It's not gay.
Okay.
He just wanted.
That's like the TikTok was sent where the dude was talking about the girl was mad at her dude and left him because she said he was at the party with his friend and his friend dared him.
Dig on a dare?
Yeah. That's just what friends do. No, me and my friends have never done that.
Never.
For one, that party is over as soon as that dare comes out because we fight. Because what the fuck you mean, suck your dick? I dare you suck my dick. Bitch, what?
Yeah, you just offended me.
Nigga, yes.
You definitely just offended me.
Yes, we're from the furniture moving in this bitch.
I heard a TikTok where a girl said her husband wanted to go on a gay retreat with his brother-in-law, and men do it all the time. It's just part of being bros.
Men do not do that all the time.
I agree. I've never done it.
I've never been to a gay club, a gay gathering.
Mm-mm. I ain't nope. Never. I've ran into a group of gay guys, but I ain't never. Mm-mm. I've actually been hit on by gay guys.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
Nah, didn't bother me.
Well, it kind of hurt my soul a little bit.
I wasn't
even thinking in that mind state.
Well, mine, fortunately, I wasn't in the place where it could have been. I was at work. So
yeah, you had to be cool with it.
Yeah, I was just kind of
like, I mean, you ain't have to, but you being an old Uncle Tom ass nigga.
Damn, I gotta be Uncle Tom.
Hoppin' Bob ass nigga.
Cause I want to be good at my job.
Yeah. Hoppin' Bob.
Okay, cool. Who was Hoppin' Bob?
Huh?
Who was that?
One of them, ain't that the one from Life?
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
You Steven from Django.
That's cool. Who but, that nigga on that name?
But shoot, like, you don't believe it's gotta be more down low. Bro, women go to strip clubs all the time and they say it's just for fun.
Yeah, that shit always blew me.
I ain't never heard a nigga say, hey, bro, let's go to the male strip club and hang out. Because ain't no women in there gonna try to fuck with us.
I would hang the phone up on you. As soon as you call me with that shit. If you text me with that shit, nigga, I'm not even replying. For 4 days, you gonna have to, like, nigga, you all right? Still ain't replying.
Damn.
Yeah, so the fuck you mean? Yeah, I mean, no, I hit you back later on. Like, bro, what kind of shit you was on? Is you cool?
Like, you cool?
Is you cool? Like, that's gonna be all I'm asking. But 4 days later, though.
But that's definitely the conversation before a few conversations that leads to, you know what? I think I like dick.
Yeah, and like just say that. Just say that off rip.
Now you know what's crazy? I would be pissed off if you niggas told me, one of you niggas told me I was gay. But I think I'd get over it fairly quickly.
I get over a lot faster if you told me than I found out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if one of y'all told me that you was gay.
Because if you don't tell me and I find out, not only are you gay, but then you don't really trust me.
And you're a liar.
Yeah. Like, you don't trust me. So it's like, yeah, fuck you. Not really, because you want me to. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, just because a nigga gay don't mean he want to fuck every guy.
That's what a person said. And I agree, because, I mean, every heterosexual person don't want to fuck the other heterosexual person. So, yeah, I agree with that 1,000%.
Yeah, but that's what you're going to take it as. Hold it. Pause. You don't take
I'm not ass. Taking nothing. Yeah, you talking don't about?
Take no ass.
Yeah. But girls can't be down low, though.
You don't think, nigga, girls gotta be able to be down low. You think it's not a bunch of married women somewhere that every now and again they eat their homegirl pussy and their husband does not know?
I mean, but if the husband don't know, it's not a dick.
Then it's down low.
It's not down low, though.
It's what, just, nigga, what is it? Is it a homosexual act?
No, it's just women it's congregating. You know what I mean?
So women get to congregate and eat coochie.
Yeah.
So can they do it in church?
Yeah.
It's a congregation.
I would guarantee pussy been eating in church. I done had my dick soaked at the church, so I know there's some pussy eating at church.
I wish y'all could see my face right now.
I'm glad y'all don't.
You think he pussy definitely has been a face eating, for radio. Like, in church?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Now that you said that, if kids been molested in church.
Whoa.
Pussy definitely been eating in church.
When I tell you that was a hard turn.
No, I'm just saying, like, no, but if pussy been, if kids have been molested in church, pussy's definitely been eating in church.
Sheesh.
Yeah. That's
nasty work.
Yeah.
So gotta ask you, since you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you found out such about your woman, that she occasionally licks her friend's vagina. What are you saying? What are you doing?
It depends on how impactful it is.
Fuck you mean how impactful it is?
If it don't bother me, like if
I'm asking you, like, would it bother you, nigga?
It depends on how hard it hit me. Like, I don't know. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Right now, you just find out.
Like, if I find out, like, right now, the show, like, you walk out and be like, hey, you know, I eat pussy too.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
Okay.
Because why the fuck you ain't never ate no pussy in front of me?
Okay, so we shocked.
How many people done seen you eat pussy before?
Okay, so now we're just wondering who else knows. Okay, where else we going with this?
Yeah, like, why
are you leaving her?
If she say I can't join in this pussy eating.
Whoa, so there's automatically a threesome on the table?
It gotta be.
Why does it have to be? What
because
do you mean?
I like bitches. I like pussy.
Okay.
I want to see your pig feet. I want to see some pussy be eaten. Nigga, I can't watch no pussy get eat. If I found out the woman that I've been with eat pussy, nigga, I want to see this. And I want to participate. That is not a crazy ask.
That is definitely a crazy ask. Because she's been solo this whole time, bro. Like, what we doing?
If you found out, what are you doing?
I'm leaving.
If you walk up on it.
Definitely leaving.
If you walk into the pussy being eaten, you leave.
That's cheating, bro. Like, fuck just being DL. You're having a sexual act with somebody else, bro.
So what if she tell you she want to do it?
She want to do what?
Eat some pussy.
Oh, well, go ahead. I'm gone.
You leaving?
Yeah.
Even if she tell you something she want
to
do?
Oh, you saying, like, prior to conversation. Yeah. Can I watch or can I not watch?
That's up to y'all. I'm just
you're throwing out a scenario.
No.
Because this is totally different. I didn't ask you if she asked you. You asked me if she asked me, can she eat pussy? And I'm saying, can I watch, can I not watch? What is her answer?
One scenario, yes. One scenario, no.
If I can watch, then shit. We one step to public.
But you can watch, but you can't participate.
Oh, no. Fuck that shit. Fuck that.
No, you just said you want to watch. You ain't say you want to participate.
You right. But that comes, that's insinuated.
No, it ain't. How?
With me, it's insinuated.
You watch a movie, nigga, you don't become an actor.
Oh, you say the lines, don't you? Don't you quote them? We just quoted 54 goddamn lines.
Not on camera.
We would if we was recording.
But you ain't. You ain't.
Yeah, whatever, nigga.
So, yeah, no, you could watch, but you can't participate.
Yeah, no. No, you go on with that fuck shit. I'm good.
So,
because if that's the case, let's just go poly. That's what I'm on.
Or open up.
I don't really want to open up.
You don't want to be open?
I'd rather poly over open relationship.
But what if it's poly? Not poly. What if it's polyandrous?
What is that?
She want another dude.
Oh, no, I'm out.
You out?
Yeah, yeah, you good.
I don't think people. I think that just hurt niggas' ego.
It do.
Yeah, I think more dudes are polyandrous than they like to admit to.
But they don't know.
Nah, they know. They know. Niggas willingly fuck other niggas' girls.
Oh yeah, but I mean, they don't know that the person don't know about them. You know what I'm saying? Somebody don't know. So
yeah, but the nigga that's doing it, he know.
Yeah, nah, factual.
And so, like, how is it a problem if she say, "Hey, I want y'all to meet each other"?
But most women hit you with the, "Oh, I ain't fucking him," or "We ain't been fucking."
Of course, they got a lack of them believe they can tell you the truth.
So, do you believe them when they tell you that? I know you've been told that.
I don't believe women.
You a lie. You in your 20s when you fucking girls that had niggas.
I always knew bitches was lying.
Oh, wow. I took them at their word. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I never did that.
I took them at their word.
Because I knew I wasn't shit. So, why would I believe you shit? If you got a nigga and you willing to fuck me, why would I believe?
I don't know.
Because if I got a girl and I'm willing to fuck you.
You know what?
And you
I ain't
got
gonna
a
lie to you. I don't think I cared enough to dive that deep into it because you were doing all the nasty shit for me. So I'm good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't care.
So what
like, once she said, yeah, I don't get to fuck him or I ain't fucking him, I'm like, all right, cool.
But what if she say, I want y'all to meet each other?
Yeah, no, I'm straight.
Wait, I done met girls' boyfriends.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So you did it and you fucked her again.
Yeah, it's not something I wanted to do though.
But you did it and you fucked her again.
Did I fuck her again? I don't think I fucked her after that.
Okay, well,
I gotta remember that it was a long time ago. I don't think I fucked her after that. Oh. I was cool in the moment, cordial and shit. Because of course I ain't finna blow your shit up. But we could have avoided this shit. Is what I'm telling you. I could have left.
I've always been the best side nigga.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna blow your shit up. I'm good.
Never. That's why bitches don't cheat better than men.
Not at all.
Because. Why would I tell on myself?
But so it can't be, you can't say women are down low.
Women can absolutely be down low.
No, because it doesn't fucking matter. Like you said, you're not going
to
leave her.
It mattered to some. It mattered to you.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, okay, I got you. So yeah.
It's down low. If it mattered to you, if it's, and from this consensus right here, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
And I said it's contingent on some shit.
I can't believe you walk in and see your girl face first in some pussy and
I'm going to be upset. But I'm going to pull my dick out, too.
How can you do both? What are we doing?
What the fuck? And they pull my dick out.
Why?
Because it's two pussies in the room.
Why give her the dick if she don't deserve the dick?
Because you know what? Would deserve the dick because she brought an extra pussy to the room.
You know what? If I pull my dick out in that scenario, I'm fucking the shit out of that other girl and walking the fuck out.
I don't give a fuck how that goes. Somebody that's the only dick.
And she better not, my girl better not touch me. I'm finna fuck her.
She can't touch you.
Yeah, don't touch me. No. Watch me because I want you to see what I just went through.
I had to watch you.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Nah, I don't care that much.
I do.
I'm going to be like, what the fuck is this? And pull my dick out. So, now, if what happens after that, after I pull my dick out, if it goes, whoa, what you doing? What the fuck are you doing? That's how that goes.
So you really going to have an argument with your dick in your hand?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't argue that's with your dick
nuts.
In your hand?
That's nuts. No.
I can absolutely have an argument with a hard dick.
What?
Absolutely I can.
Where the fuck is the energy coming from? All your blood is in your dick.
I know.
So what are we doing? You ain't got that
my
much blood.
My mind didn't go in my dick. I can still have an argument with a hard dick, bro.
That's nuts.
At least I would like to think.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm not going
for it. I don't
know,
because if the blood comes from your head and your feet, you got to pick one.
Yeah, y'all ain't going to pass the fuck out.
You're like, what the fuck? And it'd be over.
This nigga got a heart attack with his hand on his dick.
If you wake up to four titties in your face, though, you still going to be angry?
Hell yeah.
If you pass out and wake up with four titties in your face.
Yes. Cause bitch, why do you? What the fuck going on?
Titties make everything.
So you don't care about loyalty.
Yeah, that's
or respect.
Ooh, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You definitely were disrespected in that moment.
I hate it when you're right. I hate it when you're right because you're definitely right. I would definitely be disrespected, but it's a contingency, right? Because if I pull my dick out, all that go out the window. It's only disrespectful if my dick is out and they be like, whoa, what you doing?
So you walk in.
And it can't be an ugly bitch.
You walk in, your girl eating the girl pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in like, what the fuck? You pull your dick out and the other girl say, bring it here. And she starts sucking your dick. y'all have a great fucking threesome spontaneously.
Absolutely.
Is that ever mentioned again?
Yes.
Post nut, you gonna say something, or you just gonna be like, shit, we good?
Nah, I'm probably gonna say something else, cause I probably gonna want another one. I'm like, hey, if the girl say, come here, right, and after we done, my girl say, we'll never talk about this again.
Mm-hmm.
It's never talked about again.
Whoa, you're such a simp.
But
all for some little pussy.
But I don't think I can trust her anymore, so I might have to leave. Because I know she gonna eat pussy again.
Of course she is.
Exactly.
Of course. She's been eating pussy.
Exactly. There's
been a bunch of pussy she done ate since then.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I told you, as long as I don't find out about it, I don't care what you do.
So,
but if I find out about it, I gotta make a decision. In that moment, I'm pulling my dick out. If in that moment I pull my dick out and she say, if she protest, then hey, what the fuck is you doing? Why is you in here eating pussy? Now I got an attitude. Because my dick gonna go down and I can think again.
So, pre-conversation. She's very respectful. You know what I'm saying? She has fucked with girls, but you don't know. It ain't nothing mentioned, but about a year in the relationship, she brings it up. Like, hey, listen, used to fuck with girls for real. Kind of missing it. Is that something that I could possibly get back to? What is your reply?
Then we got to have a conversation about
it. I'm asking you, what's up?
What's the lines of this relationship? Is just for fun?
It's just fun.
You're trying to add somebody to
sexual.
This relationship?
No. She just wants sexual satisfaction for herself with women.
Okay. So now does that open up the relationship?
Mm-mm.
No. So no?
No.
I can't go fuck no girls?
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
Damn.
Absolutely not.
But you don't have a pussy to give her.
So I can only fuck one person and she get to fuck everybody?
She's not fucking everybody. She just has her friend, like we said. It's her best friend. The only girl she's fucked with.
Mm-mm.
And she would like to be able to fuck with her friend occasionally.
I don't like the semantics.
Why not?
If you open it up and I get to fuck with one friend too.
Here we go. What? Yeah. I'm not that friend.
I ain't saying a male friend.
Now,
I'm talking about a female friend. We ain't never gotta worry about that. Trust me. But if she get to open up and fuck with one female friend, then I need to be able to open up and fuck one female friend.
Kind of dive into it. Now, she has what you want, which is a pussy. Why do you need to go get another pussy?
Because she might be preoccupied that night.
No.
That I want some pussy.
She always give you pussy. She's good with fucking you, bro.
But if she going to eat pussy.
She's good with fucking you, bro. No. Like, y'all sex life is good. You not
but
want
if it. She in the moment is eating pussy, I want to go eat some pussy too.
That's crazy work, bro.
No, it ain't. That's only fair.
Is it really?
That's fair. That's called equity. That's equality.
I'm about to say equality. There ain't no equity. You ain't putting nothing in that shit.
That's equality. And it's diversity. And it's inclusion. You see, I'm pro DEI. Fuck Trump.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's crazy to you? Would you be okay with it? If your girl said, man, I just want to be a woman, you okay with that?
I respect the fact that she came to me.
I would respect
it. And I might be cool with it.
Without nothing? Yeah. You just okay with her having another woman that you can't touch and you can only touch her.
If she's straight up with it,
you're gonna be jealous, bro.
And again, our sex life is not found wanting. Like, I'm taken care of. Everything I want to do, we do. Yeah, I think I'm good with it, bro.
Somebody gonna go lacking though.
No,
I don't believe it's possible. I think somebody gonna go lacking.
It's very possible for a woman. She just eating pussy, nigga. Like, ain't like nothing gotta get hard.
Bitches use dildos and strap-ons and rose toys.
Again, it's not hard for her to fucking get wet and shit. Like, nigga, you good. Like, she could fuck her and then come home and
so
fuck you.
Only eating pussy, you good. But if she getting fucked by a bitch with a 14-inch strap, you good?
I don't care what size of strap it is. That shit is cancellation. Because I got a dick.
You said it's okay.
I got a dick. She don't have
a dick.
Huh?
She don't have a dick. She got a strap.
She's using something as a dick.
Nah, but that's not a dick, though. It's
so
a strap.
So my thing is...
So if she use a cucumber, you cool.
So my thing is, you don't want my dick because you want something else. Go find something else. That's something I can provide you is penetration.
But she don't want the penetration from you. She wants...
So we don't need to be together.
You don't got titties.
So we don't need to be together.
You don't got titties, though.
So we don't need to be together.
You got a dick, but no titties. She got a dick and titties.
So we don't need to be together. She need to go get a tranny. That'll take both of them.
And that'll be okay for you?
I'm gone. Yeah, you talking about... Okay, what you do after that?
So what you mean?
What do you mean what I mean?
You just said it was okay.
Her wanting a pussy is fine.
You just said it was okay. uh-huh. for her to have
a pussy. Yes, yes, a girl, because I don't have a pussy. If she has, if she brings somebody with a strap, nigga, no, I got a dick, bitch. What are we talking about?
You don't have a strap, bitch.
No,
you
but I got a dick. I have something for penetration.
But you don't have.
What she's saying.
You don't got pussy by, and titties.
By saying she needs somebody to strap her, she's saying my penetration isn't good enough.
No, I respect that. She just want to feel the penis.
I respect that. She can leave.
What if it's emotional? What if they masturbate together?
Ooh, emotional connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What if they just masturbate together?
Actually, I think I'd be more cool with that than the other one.
What?
Emotional connection? Because that emotional shit, you can add that. Go ahead.
Damn.
Lock in, twin.
That's fucked up.
Y'all go ahead, lock in, twin.
That's fucked up, bro.
How is that fucked up?
Because emotional is worse. Nigga, she might fuck around and leave you.
That's cool.
Then
she
what's
gonna,
the point?
She's going to do it either way. Ain't talking about.
True.
Yeah.
But she gonna fuck around and leave, bro, because you can't match up. So you okay with not being able to satisfy her sexually, so she need a woman. But if you can't satisfy her emotionally, she get an emotional attachment with somebody else, you okay with that?
Again, it's not that you can't satisfy her sexually. It's what you have isn't everything she wants.
So what you have ain't enough.
Yeah, she wants a pussy. I can't create a pussy, nigga.
Right.
So she can go get a pussy. That's cool.
Right. So you have emotions, bitch.
Sometimes.
Nah, you got emotions. You just don't
tell me
no.
What the fuck I
nigga,
got?
I've been knowing your ass.
You ain't not never seen my emotions.
I've been knowing your ass almost 30 years. I haven't seen your emotions.
You ain't never seen no emotions on my shoulders.
Emotions make you cry sometimes.
I definitely cried before.
Baby.
Like a big baby bitch.
We done both
like
seen each other cry.
Like a big back bitch.
you were smaller.
Yeah.
You were smaller. Bitch.
Doesn't matter.
But, like I would be afraid now.
No, we ain't got to talk about none of that. You know, past the past. Now.
But yeah, like emotional, you're okay with, but the pussy, the strap on is too far.
Yeah, no, strap is the line, bro. If they're strapping each other, that's too much. I'm good.
So how would you know though?
I wouldn't.
Exactly.
But if she came to me with that, I figured that would be an open conversation. Could that be something I say? Like, hey, are y'all using toys?
You want her to give you all the details?
I'm going to ask. I'm like, y'all using toys or is it just, you know what I mean? She's like, we use toys. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not cool with it.
What if she say just a rose?
Oh, a rose, cool.
But lie.
Okay, again, you keep.
It's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie. Okay. I can't account for that shit. We said a woman being truthful. Goddamn, let the bitch be truthful.
I'm trying to let the bitch be truthful, but bitches ain't truthful.
But we in this scenario, she is.
Okay, so we got an honest hope.
Don't make me goddamn my dream woman be goddamn disrespectful too. Now that's too much, man. You killing the man hope.
So your dream woman, she just fuck you. She can fuck another woman without a strap and be emotionally connected to her, and you still be okay.
Yep. Summed it up.
That's wild.
that's wild.
Yeah,
but you can walk in on your woman cheating and you gonna pull your dick out alone. Cause
she's not cheating with a nigga.
Cheating is cheating. You just said the DL shit. Cheating is cheating, bro.
Yes.
So what we doing?
I told you, but the gray.
There's no gray.
It's gray.
No, black and white. That's black and white as a motherfucker.
No, it ain't. It's gray for me. Cause if I
pull that's because you horny, bro.
It's great.
You call me
like
MP,
pussy.
Nigga. You MP like a motherfucker right there. You getting perverted just
because
it's
gray because I like pussy.
But I ain't even guarantee you gonna get that.
That's
pussy.
What I'm saying. So if I can get the pussy, then all well is ends well. That's if nice. I can't get the pussy, bitch, what is you doing? I got a problem.
So what if from that point she walk in, y'all make that connection, and she wants it to be a thing now, not even with just that girl. Like, she consistently wants y'all just to get girls fucking together.
So we might as well just get a girl that doesn't have a relationship.
No, different ones.
All different girls?
Yeah, she just
all the time?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You going?
I'm down.
So you got with a woman to get your dick out the streets to put that bitch right back in the streets?
Now
that's
she put herself in the street.
You putting your dick in the streets?
She brought bitches home. They ain't in the street.
That's wild, B.
That's crazy. I hate when niggas use logic. Shit.
Yeah, when what?
Because niggas use logic. Because I'm just thinking about fucking. I ain't thinking
about
nothing.
You just want to have fun and nut and shit.
Yeah, that is crazy. Because that is definitely putting your dick. Because I don't know what them hoes doing. And a threesome.
And the sad part, all threesomes weren't that cool.
And then a threesome, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but all threesomes weren't that cool. I'm letting you know.
I ain't never had one.
There's some good ones. There's like anything else in life. You can imagine what you want to.
What's like?
Oh, not good at all. No chemistry. People being weird. Like, yeah, no, shit get ugly. Yeah. People go on with, I mean, start putting restrictions in the middle. You're like, what you the fuck put are we doing?
That's like a street fight. Ain't no goddamn restrictions in no street fight.
You would think.
Oh, true.
You would think.
Yeah, true. You can't touch her. You can't grab her booty because her booty bigger than mine.
Why are you looking at her in her eyes?
Why you fucking her like this?
Yeah, oh, bro. Like, all kind of weird stuff happens. So, yeah, nah, bro. Like, everything, like, imagining it, it's cool as fuck. Yeah. You think you're my threesome. Oh, so, cool. Yeah, two pussies, four titties.
It sound good in theory. Not necessarily in practice.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, that might be
bad,
B. That might be it then. Because I ain't never had one, so I don't know the logistics.
Yeah.
So when she start introducing logic to my fantasy, that's the point of fantasy, nigga. Why are you introducing logic to my fantasy?
I want you to grow up, man. Huh? I want you to be true to yourself.
That would be being true to myself, minus the logic.
Don't sell your soul just for two pussies.
I did sell my soul for two pussies.
Now, if you throw eight in there, maybe we can, hey.
That's definitely put your dick
never,
in the
I ain't never had eight pussies. Now, that's some territory I might be like, hey, fuck that shit.
I don't even, boy, at 44, I can't even fuck eight bitches. I ain't going to lie to you.
Who say you got to get to all eight? It's just the point you get to pick and choose.
I can pick which.
I promise on everything, nigga. I'm getting all eight, though.
I'm going to put my dick in at least all eight of them one time.
All eight.
And it might be the last one, it might be over with.
And I ain't never took a goddamn pill a day in my life, but that's a good time.
I ain't never had a gas station pill, a dick pill. I ain't never had none of that shit.
That's a good time. If you walk in and there's eight women like, hey, we can eat you. Let go.
Where you walking in and saying eight?
I don't know. I don't know. We said fantasy. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
If I walk in somewhere and there's like eight naked women, and they're like, we need to go.
So hold it. Logically, in my fantasy, that's me putting my dick back in the street. Eight bitches show up and say, hey, we need you. That's not you putting your dick back in the street.
Oh, my dick probably going to fall off. But hey, I had eight.
No.
I had eight.
That's not a good trade-off,
I had
bro.
An opti.
That's
huh?
not a...
No, I had an opti. How many niggas say they had an opti,
that's a ninesome.
I had an opti, B.
That's a ninesome.
No. That's an opti. I'm out that situation at that point in time.
Seven bitches is an opti.
No. Eight women and me is an opti.
No, it ain't.
Yeah.
No,
it's
it ain't.
Nine people, but I'm calling it an opti.
That's because your ass don't know what nine is.
Oh, I know what nine is.
What is it?
But opti, eight pussies sound a lot better. It's an octopus.
I go with octopus.
Yeah.
Octopus sound
eight
cool.
Pussies, baby.
So you're going to be James Bond?
Yes.
Okay, 007.
Yep.
But you got to get the eight.
That's fine.
008.
008.
Okay, and your dick fall off. You okay?
It is a good possibility that be the end of them. But I got my son here. Hey, what
so
else you need out of life?
You don't need your dick no more?
What else you need out of life,
bro,
huh?
You still need your dick.
For what? Besides making kids, really, what do you need your dick for?
My dick. It's a pleasure tool. Fuck
exactly. That's it. So if I feel like I've achieved the ultimate pleasure, that's why I stopped going to the club. Because I did it at the highest level. It's like, it's nothing else to do. We're good. Like, I don't want to keep doing this no more. So if I get eight bitches, I can say, hey.
Yo, I still don't want to lose my dick.
Because you think you sitting there jacking your dick off. Like, that's nothing. You had eight pussies, bro. At one time, I'm touching myself and I had eight pussies. Like,
okay.
I'm out my
distance. All eight ain't here now.
Yeah, and it'll never get that high. See, that's why I don't do drugs. Because I don't want to get nowhere I can't get back to.
That's definitely why I don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to chase the high.
Yeah.
And so that's why I don't want to opti.
Yeah. Because
I'd be constantly chasing that high.
Yeah.
But I would be addicted.
I won't have to chase it no more because I retire.
You're retired. Your good. Dick gonna fall off.
Maybe not. Even if my dick came out here.
You think Wilt Chamberlain ever had an opti?
Man, Wilt Chamberlain.
To get to, what is it, 30,000 bitches?
That number had to be inflated, bro. Actually, it don't. It don't.
Nigga, that just sound crazy.
Because it's a lot.
30,000?
It's a lot of people that done touched three digits.
Normal three digits niggas. Is crazy, but.
So, a famous 30, nigga.
30,000?
A famous nigga.
30,000, bro.
Yeah. How many years? I ain't gonna ask you no question you can't answer, but
I don't know.
He was in the league for a long time.
And the nigga was famous before that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, in college and shit. And then nigga, like, come on, nigga was popping in high school, nigga was popping in college.
Yeah, he was a 7-footer, so yeah. Everybody knew about the motherfucker.
Exactly, because it ain't like they was everywhere.
That's true.
Bro, that's a topic for a different time.
What's the basis?
I was gonna say, do you know, like, during slavery, there were people that were just going on with everyday life and didn't know slaves existed.
I can believe that.
That's crazy, right?
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like the fucking sex slaves now and shit. And the trafficking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but Like, but no, but people know about sex slaves. You may not know them, right? But it's people that literally it's that live
in that don't know about it right now.
Nah, you can. They talk about it on the news.
Everybody don't watch news. I don't watch news.
But yeah, what people? What
I'm there are say, people that don't that aren't gonna, on social media well, don't watch the news.
We can't say. We can't say everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say majority of people know about sex slaves, right? Know about human trafficking,
mm-hmm.
right? Because even the president talked about human trafficking. Like, he's in the middle of a human trafficking scandal. But
you there, think he sucked that dick?
I think he...
you think he sucked that dick?
He got a fine bone. He gave Bubba the best blowjob. It's the best. He'll never have another blowjob.
That good is this one. Crazy, man.
Yeah.
I don't believe, like I said, I'd be disappointed in Bill more so than him.
I would be disappointed in anybody that just did that because that's nuts. That literally.
Definitely nuts. Literally. There's definitely some nuts in there.
I don't want to think that even though I don't like the nigga, right? I don't like the nigga. I don't want my president to be done suck dick.
So you say you don't like the nigga?
Nah, I don't like the nigga. But I don't want my president to be done suck no dick.
Well, good sir. Hate to inform you. I'm pretty sure a bunch of presidents done suck dick.
You think a bunch of presidents done suck dick?
Hand down.
Now, I think it's probably a lot of the first ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's a bunch of those.
Well, a couple of them that came out was like Roosevelt.
And then Eleanor was, Roosevelt?
Yeah. They said she was really dykey.
Really?
Yeah.
That's another one. They said Barbara Bush used to get a best head.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. Yeah. I heard he got the goddamn.
Not Barbara Bush. Nancy Reagan.
I thought it was Barbara Bush.
No, it was Nancy Reagan because they were doing Reagan.
Okay.
They said Nancy Reagan was a monster. And that's so believable.
Clean the corn off the cob.
Yeah. All that. Lick your ass. All that. In the 70s. That's crazy.
But yeah, a lot of powerful people are gay, so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You think bitches was licking ass in the 70s?
Hell yeah. Ass licking been around for a long time.
You think so?
It just became, bro, there's nothing new under the sun, literally.
Bro, my mama used to say all the time that she don't suck dick, and I think she was lying. My mama had 5 kids.
I tell you one thing for certain, 2 things for sure. My mama said the same thing, and I don't want to find out either way.
I just don't believe it.
I don't want to find out either way. Because I take her at face value.
If I think all women lie, my mama is that, so she's a liar too.
I'm not going to say Flo was a liar.
I'm going to say it.
You can say what you want to.
Flo lied to me.
And what I'm going to tell you is, I don't know if my mother is lying to me or not. I don't want to fucking find out.
She is.
She does. No, she doesn't. Disrespectful ass nigga. You don't talk about my mama.
I don't talk about your mama.
You did. You said she is. They're talking about you.
I'm talking about women.
My mama ain't a woman,
bro. I love your mama.
My mama ain't a woman, bro.
Your mama, your mama.
My mama, yeah, exactly.
And I love your mama. I love your mama like I love my mama.
Like, I don't want goddamn. Yeah, I don't want to find out.
My mama was a liar.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to find out either way.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never asked my father or mother anything sexual.
You got a daddy?
Yeah, I got a. What kind of question is that? Yes. Okay. I have a father.
Your mama lying.
Okay. So you saying your dick got sucked every time you fuck?
No.
Okay, so yeah.
Hmm? Yeah, once upon a time, though.
Once upon a time, when?
After I got to my 30s, I went on a run. I went on a run.
How about saying in the 20s, nigga? You damn sure
won't get. Nah, 20s, I was dry.
Yeah. You getting pussy, but you weren't getting your dick sucked.
I grew up in the 80s and 90s, bro. Wasn't no dick sucking going on.
Yes,
like
it
that.
Was. It was a lot of dick sucking. They just weren't like sucking your dick. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
We played the game. You remember we played the game, and them other niggas were getting their dick sucked. We was like, damn, what the fuck these niggas doing? They probably eating pussy. They were cheating like a motherfucker.
Because it wasn't supposed to be no eating pussy.
And I know Mooley was goddamn eating pussy. I know he was. That's how he.
Richard, too.
Yeah, hands down, he was.
Richard, too.
Damn.
Them niggas was cheating, bro.
Yeah.
Them niggas be boyfriend with everybody.
But they had goddamn astronomical dick sucking numbers, but they pussy was just like, oh, we sitting here fucking like some like, oh.
Because we wasn't trying to be everybody boyfriend.
Nope, I'll try to hit it and go.
Them niggas was everybody. Them niggas had hit like and go. I'm 5, 6 girlfriends. I'm trying to
catch these numbers up, baby.
Had to get
that shit was crazy. Hey, that was a fun time though. That shit was nuts.
It was a fun time.
I was slick depressed for the first 2 months. I was like,
old nigga, so was I.
Black, I was like, damn, okay, we can't get no old pussy. Shit, I ain't gonna get. Yeah, I ain't no. gonna.
And then all new pussy, and if you fucked her again, it didn't count.
Ooh, tough rules.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I ain't never going. Then that shit opened up, man, boy.
Once that ball started,
it opened up. You like, okay, I that got ball the rhythm now.
You know what? Them hoes was on the down low too.
They went down low. We didn't ask them. They probably would have told you, yes, I eat pussy. Then
I don't think they would have.
1,000% they would have, because one of the ones did tell me.
Look, one of the ones told you. How many was it?
I didn't really ask.
Don't even answer the question.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna put that out there. I'm not finna give these niggas my number for free. Ain't talking about.
Oh, they
gotta work for this. No, ain't talking about.
You just told me talking about Nike pants and trying to start my OnlyFans. I'm trying to get your ball rolling.
You trying to start your. I'm proud of you though. That was smooth.
I definitely got a picture. I can
that was
post.
Smooth. That nigga like, yeah, I like the way Nike feel. I'm like, oh, this nigga here got a gimmick.
I definitely got a picture I can post.
Hey man, listen. Find out what the print worth at some point.
It's
in time.
An old picture though.
Listen, Christmas around the
way. Now my stomach in the way. I gotta sit with my legs open because my stomach in the way.
That's hilarious.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Oh, you can do like the other girls and tuck it a certain way so it look like your dick bigger.
I gotta get the angle. Oh, I gotta tuck my stomach in make it look like my dick.
That's crazy.
Work.
Why they be goddamn? You never seen the girl's stomach look like the pussy?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Nigga, I told you I got a picture from a bitch that tried to send me a pussy picture and it was all thigh.
All thigh. It's all nasty thigh. Work. And send it like she sent something.
I don't see no pussy.
Wow. That is crazy.
She was like, you like it? Sure. Yeah, that was great.
Man, I done got some bad. Back in the day, it was
pussy
some, it was some
hard
horrible,
to come by.
It was some horrible ones out there, boy.
Yeah, it was some ugly pussy, too.
Oh, man. I done seen something like, what? Why did you send that again?
Yeah, that bitch that had that rooster pussy, that cock-a-doodle-doo, nigga. I was... I couldn't do it, bro. That bitch had a cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, shit.
Pull your dick out. No, I am leaving.
Oh, man.
I am leaving from out of here, sir.
I told the one time, girl, but I was like, is that a dick? I don't like that. Hold on, are you a hermaphrodite? I learned that in school. Is that you? Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She was proud of that big thing, too.
that's an attachment. I guess you got to be proud of.
Oh, that was attachment.
Yeah. You don't like big clits?
No, sir.
You like big crit?
Is he still rapping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't heard nothing from that nigga in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, he cool.
Yeah, but big clits is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No like, offense to the big click crew. You know what I mean? Y'all do y'all thing. It's something for everybody.
You wouldn't fuck a girl with a big click?
I couldn't do it, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I got in the room and I couldn't do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How
big was it, nigga? You making this shit sound
bro, it was at least 2 inches.
Oh, no, that's and a dick. A half. That's a dick.
Yeah. Like if I would have stuck my dick in her and started fucking, it would have rubbed on my stomach or something. Yeah, I'm not doing that, bro.
Damn, bro. How far is you going?
In there. Hey, to my point, in there. Getting in there.
You can put that motherfucker all the way in there and it took the 2.5 touch your stomach.
What do you mean? So you. Hold on. So you have stroking holes around here and you still your belly out the way?
Oh, well, I ain't got no choice.
No. You put half your dick in and your belly ain't touching the girl.
I ain't got no choice. I got a half stroke now.
What you mean?
It be in the way. I'm pretty sure right now
your belly is touching
I'm pretty sure
her.
I can say with 100% certainty, I wouldn't even be mad if my girl cheated on me because I know she is not thoroughly satisfied right now.
He got a bumper on his dick.
You got to move that motherfucker out of the way, bro. I'm pretty sure. I can't get all of it like I used to.
Baby, do you mind if I sit my stomach
like,
right here?
Slide it like right here from the back. I got to throw my stomach on her ass. Like,
oh, that's nasty.
Now I'm just
work.
Talking. I don't got no hang down. That's crazy.
You out with the phase on love.
Oh, nah. That's Ooh, crazy.
That shit was tough.
If I ever get the hang down, please push my ass in the gym.
Nah, that's too much. That's me working out then. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need it. You need it, nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy.
At what point do we address each other's fatness, though, for real?
What you mean?
Like, at what
like,
point?
At what level? Like,
hey, yeah, like, hey, bro.
Like, hey, bro. Hey, bro. You doing too much.
Yeah.
I think when a nigga, like, when a nigga hit the threes.
I'm in the threes.
You shit. In the threes? You don't look like you in the threes.
I appreciate it. But no, I've been in the threes, nigga, for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hey, bro.
I ain't changing this shit. Listen,
what
nigga.
What is we doing?
Listen, nigga.
Yeah. But once a nigga get like, but you, don't you look
can't,
sloppy.
You can't be in the threes, though, because you're too short.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get in threes, I definitely going to tell you, hey, bro, come on.
Nigga, I'm close.
You really?
Yeah.
Now you buy what, 260?
That's close.
That is definitely not close.
That's close as fuck.
Talk to me when you get like 285.
No. If I get 285, bro, you need to be like, hey, bro, come on, what are we doing?
Oh man.
285 is nuts.
I mean, for you, yeah, I walked around 285 for long. My 20s was 285.
You couldn't tell in your 20s. You look like a buff nigga. Then.
I appreciate it.
You were ugly, but you look like a buff.
That's
you
fine, look, man. You look scary. Sometimes you look ugly.
Now you look like a dad. You don't look scary no more.
That's, really?
Yeah.
I look like a dad?
Yeah, you don't look intimidating no more.
I just think because I'm getting older. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
as soon as you get a gray hair, niggas be like, oh, yeah, nah, that nigga. I can take him out. Try it if you want to, goddammit.
Please don't. Please don't.
But hey, man, you know. If anything go wrong,
I don't want that.
You know where to turn to, though.
Oh, now anything go wrong, I ain't fighting.
No. I'm talking about for your health journey. You know where to turn to.
Yeah, Zevo Life.
Zevo Life.
What's that code?
Zevo.life. And the code is UMLS. UMLS. How much you get you?
30% off.
Just for fucking with us, my guy.
Just for fucking with us. The Zevo Life, because it definitely going to help me get rid of this stomach. Hell and it's going to help this fat motherfucker get rid of this stomach, too.
It got all the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients you need. We both got to get rid of this
goddamn stomach. And Zevo Life going
to
help us.
I don't need to get rid of my stomach. You talk for, you know, about yourself. You know, my stomach is fine.
You know what's crazy?
I can fool dick.
I just ordered some the other day. I'm literally waiting on it to come in.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Are they slow with shipping? Because you said that before. What are we doing?
No. That other order wasn't for me.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That other order wasn't for me. I'm waiting on mine. I wanted somebody else to be a guinea pig first.
Yeah.
They liked it.
Yeah. So, but it gives you all your greens, bro. So it's going to help you out.
If you eat collard greens, it's almost Thanksgiving. So it'll help.
Don't eat that for no goddamn Thanksgiving.
Why not? Get
it for your whole family. Zevo Life for the family. If you're getting 30% off, you might as well.
You might as well.
Again, Zevo.life. UMLS.
For 30% off.
30%.
But thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Unapologetically Masculine. I've been your host, Grizzly. We got that boy Wemo on the other side. And we out this motherfucker.
Peace.
See you in the mall wall. I'll buy you a dollar.
You know, I'll buy you, loyalty. You know, I respect kids. The glow showing up, shaking that ass in the club, nigga. Hoes with no clothes showing up, shaking that ass in the club, nigga. Hoes with no clothes showing up, shaking that ass in the club, nigga. Hoes with no clothes showing up, shaking that ass in the club, nigga. Swapping no different.